Well, checking in today with Notably Texan is a multi-award-winning fiddle player, rhythm guitarist, and vocalist who is out front for an outfit called the Western Flyers. Maybe you learned about them by listening to this show, because we've been playing their music for a little while. And the Western Flyers are going to perform this weekend in Greenville at the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival. It is great to welcome to the show, from the Western Flyers, Joey McKenzie. Joey, how are you today?
Matt, I'm doing great. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, fantastic, man. It's always exciting for me to do a chat with artists from around Texas, especially when it's live on the radio. There's no do-overs, so we got to be on point and be our best here, so that makes things exciting always for me when we're doing this type of thing, but thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for doing it.
You are currently based in Fort Worth, but I understand that you are not originally from Texas. Is that right?
As they say, I got here as quick as I could.
Yes.
I grew up in Oregon, and in McMinnville, Oregon, which is on the western part of the state, about 30 miles south of Portland. And
okay.
And I moved to Texas 28 years ago.
But who's counting, right?
That's right. And I moved to Texas because I've always been enamored with western swing music and fiddle music. And
okay.
And I've played in a lot of fiddle contests in my life. And back then I was coming to Texas to meet the great Texas fiddle players that are kind of the Babe Ruths of Texas fiddling, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then I got offered a job playing in a band and just never went back to Oregon.
Wow. Texas definitely has a pull to people, whether they're into Western swing or not. But certainly if that was something that you found a passion for, I guess this would be the place that just drew you in like a magnet.
Absolutely. You know, the music here is the kind of music that I was starved for. And Oregon's not a hotbed for, Western swing and
yeah.
Texas fiddle music. So it was a great move, and it's been a really fun time. We've been teaching and playing, and we just love it here.
That is fantastic. Well, we're so glad that you got here, as you said, as quick as you could. Now, I know that you got into playing music at a pretty young age. I think you were like 11 or something when you were kind of picking up your first instrument.
That's right, Matt. I was 11 years old, and you know, I started picking up the guitar and the mandolin, and we had a tenor banjo and a tenor guitar around the house. And
okay.
My dad always loved traditional music, country music, bluegrass, fiddle music, western swing. And he had attempted to play, so he had a house full of instruments, and that's how I got started, just picking them up and trying to play them. And
that's cool.
So I started with several things at once as a little guy, and I thought I would probably end up settling on one, but as time went on, I just kept learning a little bit on each of them, and now I'm glad I did. And then at 17, I started playing the fiddle.
Right.
That's been a big part of my life ever since.
That goes without saying, with you going on to win all kinds of fiddle contests as you really got into the fiddle. And that's one of those instruments, you know, that not everyone can utilize. You know, I mean, of course, some people know it as the violin, but it just depends on how you play it. So you've won numerous awards for your fiddle playing. Do you still get to kind of showcase that in the Western Flyers? Because I know that you are kind of mainly on rhythm guitar with the band that you've got going now.
So I'm playing right now rhythm guitar. You know, I've threatened to pull out the fiddle and do something with the Western Flyers, but we got such a great fiddle player in Katie Glassman, and I love playing guitar as much as I love playing the fiddle. So.
That's cool. I didn't know if that was hard for you to have to put that instrument aside because you have such a passion for it and you're so great with it.
Well, no, it's not. You know, I still play fiddle quite a bit, but in the Western Flyers, Katie Glassman, she's the current national swing fiddle champion and multiple national championships and a great friend of mine for over 20 years. So she's holding down the fiddle duties.
Okay.
And we've of course got Gavin Kelso on upright bass and we all sing and we're a trio, but we make a lot of racket.
I was going to say, you sound like there's a lot more members when you listen to the recordings. It's hard to believe that's just a trio. Hey,
somebody referred to us as the the biggest little band in the land.
There you go. I like and, that.
And yeah, we like that too, you know. And but for a trio, we really try to have a nice full sound, and it's a blast working with Katie and Gavin. So I'm happy with my guitar and singing duties.
You happen to marry a champion fiddle player as well, so I guess it's just something that is fiddle playing just kind of goes commonly in your home.
We joke that we're not very well rounded.
Okay, nice.
I mean, we love playing fiddles, and when we're not playing fiddles, we're listening to fiddles and talking about fiddles.
Yeah.
and teaching fiddles. So but yeah, my wife is a national and world champion fiddle player, Sherry McKenzie. And
wow, that's fantastic.
We met at the National Old Time Fiddle Contest in Weezer, Idaho.
Really?
Sherry was 11 and I was 13.
Oh, wow.
We became fast friends, and, you know, it's just been a lot of fiddling ever since.
For anybody that hasn't caught the Western Flyers here on the program before, I wanted to spin a cut from the new record. What's the name of the album, by the way?
It's called Wild Blue Yonder.
Yeah, yeah, and I came across this, we were talking before we went on the air, but I'm always out there scouring. You know, when I'm not on the air, I'm oftentimes out there scouring the interwebs to find the newest music from Texas, because unfortunately we just don't get everything sent into the radio station here, and in this modern era, fewer artists are sending CDs out because of the cost of that, so everything's kind of going electronic these days. But I was out there scouring one of my sources looking for new Texas artists, and several months ago I came across this release from the Western Flyers, and I was quite impressed, and I started playing stuff from that. I'm happy to be a proponent of the band's music, but I wanted to play a cut from that album called You're From Texas. Anything you can tell me about this one?
Well, this is a tune that was written by Texas treasure Cindy Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Wills recorded it. A few other people recorded it, and it's a song that I've always loved to sing. And so when we were putting this album together, you know, we went in the studio and we recorded all the tunes, and we all agreed that this would be the first song on the CD. It just kind of had a nice feel to it, so
yeah.
Nice to be able to include it in the album.
Oh, pardon me, stranger, I hope there's no danger. You'll think I'm getting off of the range. Oh, but I calculate that you're from my state, and though you may think it's strange, allowing is how you're from Texas. Speak the lingo that I understand. I'd bet my kale that you hail from Texas. There's no mistaking the brand. You've got a smile like an acre of sunflowers. Your eyes are blue bonnet blue. Shake hands, it's grand that you're from Texas. 'Cause I'm from Texas too.
Happy to have Joey McKenzie checking in on the line. I'm assuming you're at your home base in Fort Worth today, by the way?
Yes, and to be more precise, it's Burleson, just the south suburb to Fort Worth.
Okay, gotcha. No, thank you for clarifying. That's important, you know? That's...
Yeah, we're at the Western Flyers World Headquarters.
Okay, nice. Very cool. You have been in music for a long time. I know from, for about 13 years, you were a big part of the Quaby Sisters band.
Well, I was their teacher.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And my wife and I started them out learning to play the fiddle. And then then I kind of took over those duties. And, you know, a band kind of evolved out of it. And I continued teaching the fiddle parts and then teaching them the vocal parts.
Took my car and my money. Done me wrong and that ain't funny. Woe is me.
You did a phenomenal job, I gotta say. Great work with those gals, because the harmonies and the fiddle playing are just amazing with the Quaby Sisters, man.
Well, thank you. It was fun to do I did all the band arrangements. And,
okay.
Produced the albums, and the last bass player that played while I was still in the band is Gavin Kelso, and then when we left, that's when we started the Western Flyers.
Okay. There you go. So, yeah, that's what I was curious about, too, was how exactly the Western Flyers came together. And so how did you recruit the other members of the band?
You know, Gavin and I, we had gone back a few years and played with the Quaby Sisters band.
Okay.
And Katie Glassman, I met again at the National Old Time Fiddle Championship
in
Weezer, Idaho. It's a full week-long fiddle contest, and Katie is a native of Denver, Colorado, and now makes her home in Boulder.
Okay.
It was just perfect timing. I've always loved playing with Katie, and Gavin and I, we thought, let's see if Katie wants to be in this project.
Sure.
We all jumped in with both feet, and you know, we really wanted to do something for Western Swing that brought a lot of the quality back to the music. You know, when you listen to Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, and you listen to Tex Williams and Billy Jack Wills and Spade Cooley and all those bands, was unbelievable musicianship, unbelievable songs and arrangements and singing. And,
right.
And we really wanted to try to throw all of that good stuff into the Western Flyers. And,
okay.
And we're looking forward to a long and fun future.
Yeah.
Spreading the gospel of Western Swing.
Well, absolutely. No, and that's a great way to come onto the scene because it is an excellent debut album, and it kind of features, as you said, some of this authentic Western swing and hot jazz and swing standards and cowboy songs and old-time fiddle tunes. So people that are into this kind of stuff are definitely going to find what they like with this record from the Western Flyers. And my guest is Joey McKenzie, who co-founded the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival. What made you want to put this together? Obviously, you know, you've been talking about all the fun that you have had at other fiddle festivals, and you obviously love Bob Wills and his music. So I guess it's kind of a gimme question there, but what specifically made you want to do this, and what made you choose Greenville, Texas?
My wife and I wanted to do something to give back to Western swing music. You
yeah.
know, we both started listening to Bob Wills, and, you know, especially, and, you know, there just is not as many opportunities to hear Western swing in Texas like there used to be. You know, it really was born in Texas, and we had worked with the city of Greenville. We'd done shows there with Ray Price and Ricky Skaggs and Marty Stewart. Every time we played in Greenville, they did exactly what they said they were going to do and more.
Okay.
And so when we thought about putting this Bob Wills Fiddle Contest and Festival on, that was the first people we went to. And we went and
nice.
Talked with a fellow named Larry Green, a
yeah.
city attorney there. And,
uh-huh.
and he loved the idea. Then we brought in Carolyn Wills, Bob Wills' daughter, who's
right.
a dear friend of ours, and the Bob Wills Heritage Foundation. We brought our expertise from doing fiddle contests and music festivals all over the world, and the city of Greenville brought their expertise with putting together, you know, professional quality events. And it's just a real dream team as far as we're all concerned, because you know, we cover our bases, they cover their bases.
Yeah.
and man, after that first year, and I know you were out there covering some press about the debut year 2 years ago. And,
that's right.
And it's just been phenomenal. You know, we've had Asleep at the Wheel, Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers, so many of the great Texas Western swing bands. And then the Fiddle Contest is a world-class event in itself that brings in contestants from last year we had competitors from 12 states that were competing for over $8,000 in prize money.
Wow. Well, yeah, so this is the real deal. I mean, this is not some cobbled-together thing. This is, again, going into its third year here, and it is the Fiddle Contest is renowned around the nation, and who knows, before long, around the world. It's happening in Greenville, and the Western Flyers are playing on Saturday nights. It's on the same night as the Time Jumpers, in fact.
That's right, and for those who aren't familiar with the Time Jumpers, that's a band that features Vince Gill.
Yes.
As a not only singing but also playing guitar.
Right.
And it has Ranger Doug Green from Riders in the Sky is also in the band, and they have triple fiddles, steel guitar.
I know that the Franklin family's involved.
Yes, and we have in the fiddle contest we have an accompanist division that is the Royce and Ray Franklin accompanist division, and Royce and Ray Franklin come from a big Texas fiddle family that goes back many generations.
Right.
And then Larry Franklin is one of the fiddle players in the Time Jumpers, so
yeah.
Yes, the Franklins have they've contributed so much in Texas and also worldwide.
And one of the things I love about the Time Jumpers, you mentioned, Vince Gill is the recognizable name there, but he's somebody that likes to kind of stay back in the shadows and let the other players have the spotlight, because he's like, hey, I've already had my time in the spotlight. I want these other players to be out front.
That's exactly right. Vince has told me how much he enjoys being a musician in the band.
Yeah.
Another one of the guys, and obviously he's a country music superstar,
right?
And he's just another guy in the band with this band. Of course, he's featured on several of the songs. You see plenty of Vince in a Time Jumper show, but everybody in the band is a superstar musician.
It's
the people that have played on so many of the hit records out of Nashville for many years, and it's a great show to see, and we're going to be opening up for them with the Western Flyers, and super excited about that.
What's the venue, by the way, where you're going to be playing? Do you know offhand?
Yes, it will be at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's a beautiful theater, and, it was beautiful when we played there. I mean, a really, really nice place, and they've just redone it.
Yes.
And it is spectacular
right
now.
And that's a historic site,
seats,
too.
Yes, and it's a wonderful stage, and it's really amazing. And that's another reason why we tried to set this up in Greenville, because of that wonderful venue. And also, they have the fiddle contest preliminaries will be at the restored Texan Theater that's
right
just a block away, and then the finals on Sunday are at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium. And so many of these events are free to the public. The fiddle contest is free. The only ticketed events are on Friday and Saturday night. And on Friday night, we have a Sleep at the Wheel. Jason Roberts will be there with his band.
Oh, wow.
And also Dale Watson and the Lone Star.
Oh, yes.
So what we tried to do is this music deserves to be showcased in the best possible way, and
yeah,
I think that's what we've been able to get done teaming up with the city of Greenville.
Wanted to see if I could get your take on public radio. I know that I've said a million times to you off the air today that we're a non-commercial radio station, but I think it's worth pointing out because so many stations out there are commercial stations, and probably would have only talked to you, if at all, for, maybe 2 to 5 minutes or something like that. But stations like KETR and programs like this one are maybe some of the last places that listeners can even discover new acts like the Western Flyers. So again, you are no stranger to music, but when you've got a new band like this, you might have some of the best response out there from some of the public stations, the non-commercial radio stations. So I wondered if you had any kind of anecdotes or just a statement that you wanted to make about public radio and why it's important to have in the fabric of our nation.
Absolutely, Matt. Sherry and I, when we turn on our radio, it's always tuned to public radio. And that's because we enjoy the news programs and the entertainment and the music that you're just not going to hear on commercial radio. So I encourage all the listeners to support your public radio station and realize what a treasure, a national treasure this is, and support it and listen to it. And it's just, to us, it's the best quality radio out there on a number of levels. And we've performed in studio many times on public radio stations across the United States. They're still doing things the way it used to be and not just ran by the giant corporation that dictates what is being played. So
exactly.
Kudos to people like you, Matt, and KETR and all the other public radio stations.
Of course, Garrison Keillor is as officially retired now, but Garrison and his program, A Prairie Home Companion, have probably been some of the bigger proponents of like Western swing music over the past 10 years that I know of on radio.
And I was honored I got to be on Prairie Home Companion, and I'll tell you, it was an honor, because after listening to it for a couple decades, and then just to see how that show actually runs behind the scenes.
Oh yeah, I bet that was amazing to see.
And we're wishing Chris Thiele the very best. He's stepping into some big shoes, but I think he can handle it.
I agree. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So this has been a lot of fun to talk to you, Joey McKenzie, from the band The Western Flyers. Looking forward to the show on Saturday at the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival. And I wanted to play you out with this cut, Heart Over Mind. And this is available on that debut album from The Western Flyers, and you mentioned performing in studio. I would love to have you come and perform at KETR sometime if we can ever work that out.
Well, we'll make sure we work it out, because that's something that we want to try to keep alive is hearing live music on the radio.
Best of luck with the show coming up and everything that you're doing with the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival. Thanks a lot for spending some time with me today.
Matt, thank you so much for doing it, my friend.
My heart won't let my love for you change.